So I'm here with
Lou, Juliet,
and Billy.
Tell us what you did on Thursday.
Okay, well, first thing Thursday morning, about 5 o'clock, we climbed over the fence into Drax Power Station, and then we legged it towards a floodlight tower, and we climbed up the tower, and Lou locked on at the bottom, and then we stayed, that's right, to stop the ladder from going, from being used to get us down, and then we stayed there for about an hour and a half or 2 hours. We climbed back down again because we realised we weren't making much difference there. So after that, we legged it and ran towards some machines which process slag, and called a boom slanger machine, I think. And we ran onto the machine. We were chased by a police officer. We ran to the end of the machine. There was a metal cage over it. The police officer switched it off. We climbed on and locked on, and we were there for about maybe 3.5 or 4 hours. And we managed to shut down the machine for that whole time. It was off for that whole time. And that's despite 8 different police forces all around the outside, with dogs, security guards with dogs, helicopters going over the top. Yeah, well, basically, we came to protest against Drax Power Station because climate change is going to kill millions of poor people and, like, people here as well. And Drax is one of the worst polluters in Europe. In fact, I think someone at the police station told me it was the worst. One of the police officers said it was the worst polluter in Europe. And it produces... Is it a third as many emissions as of all the cars in the UK? And it's just disgusting, really.
The mainstream media seem to suggest that nobody very much got on site at all, that no processes were affected, and it's just not true. Because we were there. We saw it.
We were there disrupting it.
Yes. So, you know, people did get in there, and it wasn't that difficult, and... You know, if you plan it well enough in advance and look at what exactly what you want to do and do it, you can achieve a hell of a lot. Yeah.
Yes. Including things that you think you never would have been capable of doing.
Yeah.
but surely you're going to get banged up now for 20 years. What's the outcome?
No, we got cautioned.
And that's it. It's all finished.
Yes. The arrest wasn't too pleasant. I can say that as loud as you want. The police officers arresting us were very flippy, they were very nice. I mean, you know, they were great. Respectful and polite. But we were kept in the cage at the back of the police van for 4 hours. They gave us water and some fruit, but that's about it.
Because we were very tired, and we did actually all manage to lie down in this space, which is as wide as the van and about... that wide,
really? yeah
it was quite cozy. We did all go to sleep, head under one chair, feet under the other.
And the police said when they came back to open the doors, they thought we'd all gone. So they must have shit themselves.
Yeah. In a 24-hour period with police, I got fed once. A small bowl of crappy chili. And it's hard. I mean, it was hard because you get cut off from everybody and you're on your own with your thoughts and, you know, sort of anxious and thinking about, you know, what's happening, what am I going to be charged with, what's going to happen next. But it was great when we actually, you know, finally went through the process and came out at the end, and everyone was out on the lawn and everyone was like, yeah.
We were pretty much the last three out, so there's a lot of people out there to go, hey. And
yeah, well, yeah. It's brilliant. It's a laugh. It's a mad experience. It's a big adventure, but you'll never do anything like that. And, like, you could be sitting in an office or at work, bored out of your brain, trying to think, why don't I do something different in my life? What am I going to do? Do this. It's fucking brilliant.
I think what I would say is that you think that you don't have any power, but when you sort of, you do something, you do have power. You can change things. You can confront things that you think you can't. And it's really important to sort of take that on. And it's just an incredibly positive and empowering experience, getting together with like-minded people and getting out there and fighting for what you believe in, really.
Mm-hmm. So. It's that irony of we were the ones in jail, but it was the police who were the slaves. They have to do their job. They're all grumpy. They hate the overtime. We're the ones who are free, even when they lock us up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay! Yay! Yay!